in Catalonia, and all places put particularly in the crosshairs. But particularly in the crosshairs of global power, this process of recognition of how power hides behind the screen of democracy or communism or socialism or the economy or orchestrated hate and division is occurring at an accelerated rate. When the Spanish military lays siege to a high school, the children grow up overnight, one resident of Barcelona said. When a Catalan professor and commentator on Catalonia's TV3 flees the circus of hatred, when a journalist who broadcasts on Catalunya Radio finds protesters screaming outside the studio that she is akin to Rwandan broadcasters who fueled genocide, they ultimately get, our Catalan brothers and sisters, that the global statesmen operate behind the reach of accountability, that they hide within state and non-state organs, in secret societies, and within the coerced work system, and that what they are seeing is power's obsession with controlling the narrative. They are getting that the thoughts we think are everything when it comes to the global statesmen continuing to rule us, and that those who lust for power infinite have no moral limits on what they will do to determine what thoughts we have access to, we the people. Quote from an article in the New York Times of October 26, 2017. Mr. Marty Font, the former El País journalist, noted that the gap in the narrative, and this is the gap between the state of Spain controlled versus the Catalan narrative, was galactic on social media, and forecast that Mr. Rajoy's government would use Article 155 to squeeze the Catalan broadcaster financially rather than risk the controversial removal of key staff members. He said, "Money talks. And it's easier to turn off the tap to change an editorial line rather than enforce censorship, as we've seen with the problems of some newspapers dealing with their debt holders," he said. And this is quoting from Rafael Minder's article, "As Catalonia Crisis Simmers, Media Standoff Reaches the Boiling Point." We are confronting the actual circumstances of power's means of control. And again, we need social media to expand this conversation, to have it globally, as we can only get free globally. So this is a completely fresh moment in the history of class, one purchased with the incalculable suffering of millennia. And the options for we waking up, options for sustaining our material existence, look different to us now than at any other time in the history of class. Secondly, Prince's guidance, the more we consider it from the all around, his guidance for achieving our global freedom through the triumph of life over hate is much more astute than was evident perhaps at first glance. The flow of our thought from our last, this is the October 15 to 22nd, 2017 show, the flow of our thought has led us to this simultaneous problem of both seeing hidden power and ignoring it, and to the realization that you can't choose from which tree you eat if you don't see their roots, if you don't understand what happened. That's why Prince needed me. The ancestors and present scholars we synthesize and advance to Prince's solution.